Thanks for joining us on KHSU this afternoon. It's the KHSU Wednesday Magazine. I'm David Reed. And coming up on the magazine, Jennifer Famico Cahill and Thad Greenson from the North Coast Journal will tell us what's in store in their issue this week. But right now, on the phone, I have Susan Abbott. Susan Abbott, are you there?
I am. Hello, David.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And thanks for being with us this afternoon. Susan has been working with artists since 1971. She's been a career counselor and a counselor for the last 23 years. And you've been up here in Humboldt County for about 5 years. What is coming up? And tell us more about your experience.
Well, coming up very quickly is the beginning of a seminar workshop called The Artist Way. And it's for anybody that wants to bust through their creative blocks. It's not just for artists, but people that just want to work on the inside, developing their self-esteem, their vision of what their dreams are, pushing themselves creatively, kind of looking at the things that keep them back, that keep them from going for it.
Have you found that is a common problem with artists and musicians and others in the creative fields?
You know, it often is, because they're such a small segment of the general population, many times they're born into more mainstream, traditional families that don't understand them. I mean, when you think about the Ugly Duckling story that goes across cultures, almost every culture has their version of the zygote in the family. Often creatives are like that. They're kind of misunderstood by their families. They behave differently when they go to school, and if they're not challenged or if they don't believe in what they're being taught, they'll just check out or worse, become a discipline problem. So they are often misunderstood, and they're very good at understanding others because they have a very acute sense of intuition. They're very good at reading things, connecting dots, understanding what's missing in a situation, but they often are kind of a mystery to themselves. And so they are very averse to counseling because they think they should be able to kind of fix it themselves, but they often benefit the most from it.
Interesting. So is this a group of people that are working with you together? And what's the setting and the time frame?
Okay, the seminar, The Artist Way, is going to start now on October 11th. And it meets every 2 weeks. It's on a Thursday afternoon. And I'm the sole facilitator in that, though I often bring in someone in the last week or so to teach loving kindness meditation.
Do artists interact with each other, creative people interact with each other? Is it mostly with you, or is it kind of a group activity?
Oh, it's a small group setting, and everybody has 15 minutes each time we meet to talk about whatever's coming up for them. And it's not just for artists. It's for anyone that just wants to, you know, be better in their life, bust through some blocks if they think there's things keeping them back from doing what they want to do, or they're not getting a clear vision of what's the next steps and what their passion is.
Very interesting. But, and it's especially, I could imagine, for people who maybe have never thought about counseling one-on-one, this is a good intro for them.
It is. And really, even though I'm a counselor and I believe in what I do, I think people sometimes think they're coming for a magic bullet, and it's what they do outside of the sessions that's really important. You can't change a habit that you've been, you know, putting down tracks for 20 or 30, 40 years, and then think one session is going to change that. You really have to do things on the outside, and that's what's so beautiful about the Artist Way book that we use, is that it has several foundational tools, like a certain kind of journaling that gets the stream of consciousness, and taking artist dates where you just reserve, they're not artist quote dates, but they're dates with yourself to explore things that are important to you that you maybe haven't set time for.
Oh. Now, if the Artist Way seminar that's starting on October 11th is kind of big picture, the seminars you've got starting in November are a little more down and dirty, kind of almost business seminars for creative people. Tell me about the public relations and social media seminar.
That one is just this time exclusively for visual artists. And one of the reasons I decided to do that up here is because very slowly the gallery scene has been shrinking. And we've just lost HSU's Third Street Gallery.
So right. And that was there's two galleries that have gone away in the last 2 years besides that.
That's correct. So it's kind of a gallery desert. And traditionally, galleries have been the person that have created that bridge for artists. So they translate what the artist's work is about to collectors. I'm also in my other business, an arts and marketing consultant. And, you know, my feeling is if you can educate somebody about what they're looking at, they will appreciate it and buy it. But up here, we're slowly losing those translators. That was the role of a gallery, is to help explain it. What's going on in this painting? What's the dynamic energy? Does it have dynamic energy? And, you know, when you just have Arts Alive and paintings are hung, you know, kind of high in a retail situation and there's nobody really talking about the art, that's not a way to build a base. They need to go out, kind of go into guerrilla marketing.
Right, and you need to have the artist's story and
totally.
the arc of what they've been doing over the years, and that's what would normally come from a gallery situation. What are you proposing to help?
Well, the seminar is going to cover all the basic. First of all, artists need to know how to do basic publicity and, you know, how do you go after electronic coverage and how do you go after different segments of the media. So, I mean, that's basic to anything. But after that, we're going to talk about tactics that artists can do to kind of take it in their own hands, how to create that opportunity besides open studios once a year to actually meet collectors and, you know, set up maybe pop-up galleries. There's so many retail spaces that are empty now. There's a tremendous opportunity for artists to start their own collectives. So we're going to talk about those things. And then, you know, I think so often artists struggle with, well, I spent, you know, 3 months making this painting or a year making this body of work. Shouldn't that be enough? Why do I then have to promote it? But really in any business, you know, where you make a product, 50% of it is learning how to get it out there into the world. Nowadays, it's much easier than it used to be. There's all kinds of online opportunities for artists to be visual, besides just in the community that they live in. And so we're going to talk about how to do that, how to make social media. If you're not a computer nerd, you know, it's all automized. If you post something to Facebook, it'll then post it to Twitter and Instagram. So there's a lot of things that artists may not be aware of that they could be doing.
That sounds like valuable work for the artists I know. Much of their feeling is, I've already done the creative work. Why do I have to do more? And learning how to do that is really hard work for business people. And for artists, it's probably doubly so. What is the venue for these seminars, and how can people learn more?
The Artist's Way I'm doing in my office, which is at Marsh Commons in Arcata. And then the other one, I believe, is going to be at Marsh Commons Meeting Room.
And how can people learn more if they want to get a hold of you or if they want to read flyers or what have you?
The PR and social media seminar is being sponsored by HSU Extended Education, and they can go online to HSU. If anybody has any questions about whether this is really right and is it going to cover the things I'm interested in, I always like them to call me first and discuss it. And they can reach me at 707-633-5211. And the same with the Artist's Way class. They should call me and I'm happy to talk to them about what they're hoping to get out of it and make sure it's the right fit.
Well, Susan Abbott, thank you so much for being with us. We'll give those numbers and details again at the end of the show. Thank you for doing this for the creative folk in our area, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.